T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
State House.
Your voice matters. Use it.
Go to letsfreethevote.org to learn more.
Back at it.
I'm going to be in the Ram House tonight for the halftime shoot to win. Horns up.
102. Jams.
I woke up a couple mil on my pound.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning, January the 30th, and we're all in the building. B-Dot is here, Drank has just ran out, Roxy is shaking her head no. I don't know what the hell's going on
right
now.
Rock got that Corona, brush. You got to stay over there in that corner.
That's not true.
Do you have the Corona?
No.
How do you know?
Talking about she went to the urgent care. Bro, they ain't got the tools to test that there. Dot, do you think they have the tools to test for Corona?
I didn't go to Wuhan.
I don't care. I heard it was a case in North Carolina, too.
It was not confirmed. She didn't have it. They tested it and she didn't have
Maybe
it.
Maybe she does.
She doesn't. No,
Dot. Dot, they took her to Duke up there. That's how they know she ain't got it. Your girl went to the urgent care.
DJ Lil Vegas is here for a
quick mix.
See the struggle? Is that what you were telling me? No.
Yes. I was saying I ain't got it today. I ain't got it.
That was DJ Lil Vegas hitting you with a bunch of one-hit wonders. All those artists right there, man, dropped that hit and said, yo, I'm out of here. Then it just stayed right there.
I don't think Cherish should have been in that.
Oh, you know, you always
Cherish
say that.
Cherish had Unappreciated as well.
Here we go.
They was not a one-hit wonder.
Here we go. Don't argue with the DJ.
Okay? I am.
Just drink your Simply Orange and get better, okay? All right. It's a lot of set banging going on in the studio this morning. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Just want to let you know that in full throttle. B-Dot is here. Drankins is here. And Big Rock is back.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roxy. We missed you yesterday. I would like to let you know that.
Y'all did?
Yeah, we did.
What y'all do without me?
I mean, we, you know, work. Business as usual. Huh? You know, we kept it moving. Ever forward, never backwards, in the words of Wale.
Y'all just kept it moving?
Yeah.
Let's get y'all in.
Oh, see?
I'm sure you did.
I knew she was about to start acting like that.
I'm sure she did. I knew about us.
I knew she's about to start acting like that.
Hey, after I talked to her about 4:35 o'clock yesterday morning, eyes didn't open up again until about noon. So keep all that to yourself, sweetheart. I said we missed you. Accept that and roll with it.
How about that?
18 minutes after 6 o'clock.
You don't know what time I woke up.
Today is Thursday.
You don't know what time I woke up.
This Roxy's Wednesday.
Now, you don't know my struggle.
It was about noon, wasn't it?
So what if it was? I needed to rest. I needed to rest my body.
Mm-hmm. I'll take this whole time to complain about what you needed to do?
No. I'm going to take this time to tell you and Drank, y'all were wrong.
According to
the rumor on the street. Now, said rumor has not been confirmed, but I'm starting to believe that it's true. Now, on January 2nd of this year, I asked you to... Future and Lori Harvey, how long will they last? Drank jumped out there 3 months or less. That's what he said. You jumped out there 6 to 12 months. No more than a year, you said. But according to the rumor, they are now engaged. Future and Lori Harvey. Why do we think that? Lori, she's all on her Instagram story. You know, she likes to keep her fans updated on her gram. She had a ring, a huge ring, on her ring finger. She was showing it off, and the caption was, wife life. Why would she be doing that if they weren't engaged?
So you can keep talking about them every morning. The first day you get back, the first story you got for us is Future. That's why. Although I am interested, Future jumped out there on that one fast.
Yes.
Swiftly.
Yes. if said rumor is true.
Are you with that, Roxy? Would that put would that shine a more positive light on Future if he went and wifed up Lori? He ain't just trying to date her or knock her up. He want to make this thing serious, and he has found his woman.
No. Mm. I mean, that he would. They would have to get to the altar. I mean, him and Sierra was engaged. Mm. They could. They didn't make it to the altar. Mm. So what? He was still out here being Future.
Starting to think it's not really anything Future can do to get a nice light shined upon him from your direction, Big Rock.
I'm sure there are things. I can't think of one right now, but I'm sure there are things.
When that album him and Drake got dropping?
They got an album dropping.
They just did that song. I bet you they got an album dropping. I bet you it's one coming. Well, Future got one coming by itself.
Nobody's heard nothing about an album.
All right.
That's why.
That's why. You have now. Just hadn't built up enough. Right now, it's just street rumors. Mm. Wait till the doing it, get to doing.
21 minutes after 6. If you want your break. Oh, baby, you be lining your verses. I be here and say you but still stupid and they with you. Tonight, it is a big game going on at Winston-Salem State University, Jack. Had a couple notable alumni hit me yesterday saying they were going to be in the building tonight. I'm really jealous. Big Drank going to be there. He got the halftime shoot to win with your PS4 on the line. And I hope somebody hits that half-court shot tonight and go home with a PS4. That'll make it even more lit in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be off the chain.
It's already going to be off the chain.
It's going to be bananas in the CE games tonight, man. Johnson C. Smith coming to town.
Horns up.
Shut up.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, you should know they're now used
to-do list. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire.
Now that just popped up on my 631. It's 38 out there, but somehow it may drop a little bit. And in between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour, you may have a little bit of flurries.
Hmm?
May. Some places may get a few flurries. High gonna be 49.
We might get some flurries? Mm-hmm. Some snow might touch down?
Mm-hmm. Might.
That'd be off the chains. In Greensboro, it's an accident on North Church Street, south of Piscator Church Road, right there at Lee's Chapel Road at Denny Road. That's been out there for about an hour now. They've been cleaning up that area, so it is causing delays as folks are getting on their way to and fro. That is your only accident you should be concerned about. Buckle up, drive safely. That is your 102 traffic jams. Come on, flurries.
Come on. Music vibes on the ride. 102.
It is 6:36 on a Thursday, so you know you get your theme music that goes like this.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
This is 102 Jams.
And it go like this, yeah.
Three Live Crew on your radio.
And it go like this, yeah. Three Live Crew and Cleo on your radio. Switch it up on Thursdays, fella.
Mm. Three Live Crew Radio right here on 102 Jams.
Three Live Crew and Clee Radio.
Good morning,
Cleavine. Huh?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cleavine.
Mm.
That's your name.
Whoa. Mm. You know the set done chopped it down to Clee. When I'm on set, call me Clee. That got changed in the contract, too. And I got my lawyers outside in the lobby. Thoughtspirational quote.
Thank you.
Number one.
Somebody ever slid in your inbox and you had to think to yourself, I know I'm not this ugly.
Damn.
Hmm?
Damn.
Hmm? Hmm?
Hey, reality set in on it.
Hmm?
Reality set in on it.
Uh-huh. Inspirational quote number two.
Black parents say some suspect stuff to their kids when they mad. Child, can I go outside and play? Parent, I'ma go play in that ass if that room not clean.
Hmm?
All right.
Hmm?
All right.
Inspirational quote number three.
Just heard somebody at the DMV say, since my license suspended, don't touch my f***ing organs.
Huh?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Huh? Yeah.
That person's sick.
That person ain't say nothing.
Yeah, she did. What you mean? What you messing with her for? My, everything's suspended.
Everything.
Everything on that
paper. Including my consent.
Everything.
It's 6:41, y'all. 19 minutes away from 7 a.m. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And we're just getting back. Roxy's in here. We're just chopping it up with things. And, of course, the biggest name still in headlines is Kobe. After losing him on Sunday. And, Roxy, as you were sitting over there talking about Kobe, I was over here and I saw a list of 10 players in the NBA that are changing their number in honor of Kobe. Would you like to know some of these players?
Yeah. Because some people don't deserve.
But see, listen, the way you're saying that, you made that face, and I was like, thought the same thing I thought. I thought some of these fools were changing their number to Kobe's number to honor him.
Yes.
But no, it is people who already have the number 8 or 24 that are now switching their number. Like Spencer Dinwiddie of the Brooklyn Nets. I know you have no clue who that is.
Look at
but
Rob.
He was number 8. He switched it to 26. Let me see some names you know. Quinn Cook of the Lakers.
Oh, he definitely need to change. He has changed that, boy.
Drink. Shut up.
He was number
Nobody
2.
Ask you.
He was number 2, but he says that's Gigi's number. So he's going to drop 2, and he's going to be number 28 to honor Kobe and Gianna.
Can I go ahead?
No, you cannot.
I can't go ahead and say what somebody's thinking in America.
Listen.
Dot.
No, y'all cannot. This is not for y'all to do that. This is for y'all to listen, absorb it, and hush it. Not be judgmental.
I ain't judging.
Because some people now.
Kemba Walker of the Celtics wears number 8.
Yeah.
But Kemba said he's thinking about switching it or keeping it to honor Kobe.
You know what? Leave Kobe out of it. I'm sick of it.
All right.
Now, some people are just doing it. Y'all are doing too much. Now, just let the man rest in peace.
Jahlil Okafor. Another dookie. Jahlil
Why
Okafor,
are we on the list twice?
Of the New Orleans Pelicans. He wore number 8.
Y'all are silly.
But now he's switching it to number 9.
He needs to.
Mason Plumlee of the Denver Nuggets.
Why are we?
Yeah.
He's going from number 24.
I'm getting hot.
From number 24 to number 7.
All right.
And you got other names, Markieff Morris, Mo Harkless, Terrence Ross, Alec Burks.
Who?
People that watch basketball, they know these they know these names.
Well, can we go back to Quinn Cook changing his from Gigi's number?
6:43, y'all, 17 minutes.
So you're not going to admit.
And it's going to be 7
you're not
going to
admit.
That's just a
It's 102 Jams, man. Listen, halftime shoot to win. Halftime shoot the win tonight at Winston-Salem State.
Number 1 record, they acknowledge the jit. They going crazy when they play a head
bobbing and in 11 minutes, it will be 7 o'clock. This is the 3 Live Crew on 102 Jams, B-Dot, Drankins, and Roxy.
Do you guys plan to be at work Monday morning?
What's up?
Yeah.
What we doing?
But that's crazy because Carla just told me yesterday. She was like, just take off Monday. I said, I can't take off work Monday. She's like, why? I was like, because it's the day after the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
See, that's the thing about what we do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not that simple.
No.
Like, you have to be here to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah. I got an operation
schedule. You know, it's like Reaction Monday for us. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't work Tuesday.
It doesn't work Tuesday. We're gone.
Gone.
We've moved on off by it. Tuesday.
Off it.
I'm having a minor operation on Monday. Very my outpatient.
About 10:30? At about 10:30 Monday?
Actually, it's 8:30.
Well, you need to go ahead and tell them you won't be there for another 2 hours.
Well, 17 million people died. Sounds like Drake is in this number.
17 million and one.
17 million and one.
Because I got a piece of wood in my finger. And the only way to get it out.
A splinter?
A splinter, bro.
No. It's too big to be a splinter.
Let me see. Because I'm looking at your hand.
And I ain't seen no grim.
Under the back end right here on the bottom of the thumb.
17 million and one people. They say, listen, we ain't going to be at work Monday.
God, dog, I wish.
After Super Bowl Sunday.
I wish I had that option.
Okay. 11.1 million people. They're trying to do what Carla told you to do. Just go ahead and take it off. Use your pre-approved days.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that person's not going to be here on Monday. But you got 4.7 million people. They say, no, we ain't going to take it off. We just going to call out sick.
Call out sick on it.
Then you got 1.5 million people that say, you know what? I'm not calling at all. I'm just not going to show up.
No call, no show.
No call, no show.
God, you remember them, man.
You remember them?
Upon them used to be, man.
Huh?
We haven't worked in a job where really no call, no show has really worked. Like, if you don't call here, like, you probably won't hear them anymore. But, like, gosh, you remember the jobs where you no call, no show? You'd be mad if they just put that NCNS up there.
Telephone center let me go twice for that.
Twice for that. You got lost. You got let go twice for the same infraction.
And went back and got a job the third time. What up, telephone center?
1.5 million people, they say they doing it. And then you got 7.9 million. They're undecided. Like, I don't know if I'm going to take off. I don't know if I'm going or not. We'll just see how I feel Sunday night or Monday morning.
Oh, you're not going to feel like going? See, that's the thing. The Super Bowl ain't over till midnight. It ain't over. So if you're not at your house, then that means you're going to have to drive somewhere after the, like, you don't get home till about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Everybody, get that nap. 1 p.m. between 4. 1 and 4.
Yeah.
Nap time.
Yeah.
Huh?
That doesn't help you Monday mornings, right?
It doesn't.
I'm saying.
That doesn't help you. It helps you stay up for the game.
It, gives
it does
bit,
not help you Monday morning.
But you're getting a little bit of rest throughout the day.
It does not help you Monday morning. You know that. Well, you can't hibernate. You can't store sleep like a squirrel with his nuts.
Hey.
When you go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning Sunday night,
that does nothing.
When that alarm go off Monday morning, you're going to be mad in hell.
That means you got to watch it at home, y'all.
See?
Just be comfortable.
But now you can't have no guests over because then they don't know when to leave.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have guests. Yeah. I was going to, but I'm not.
See, I'm glad I know your address anyway.
It is a good point, bro. We could just pop up, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
8 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. Party at Big Rock House if you know the address. That she going to for bag. Pull up to the spot. Live it. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. 4 minutes and it will be 7 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And I know you need something yummy this morning. You need something yummy? You saw Joe Budden retweet Justin Bieber yesterday?
No.
Justin Bieber tweet out, I might have to drop this Summer Walker yummy remix. And Joe Budden retweeted him and said, you sure do seem to need us.
Ooh.
Valentine's Day sale at New York Jewelry Greensboro.
January's here.
Move over, Texas Pete. Old Bay got a hot sauce, and they say it's fire.
102 Jams.
Illegitly, I'm still with the shits. I'm a hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with what's your name? Got the spot.
Might be my favorite.
Uh-huh. I woke up
might be my favorite hot dogs from a fast food. I mean, some corn dogs from a fast food restaurant.
It ain't but like two restaurants, fast food restaurants with corn dogs.
Well, they my first one. They top two and they not number two. Drink, please tell them that special you just said.
Sonic got 50 cent corn dogs all day today.
50 cent. 50 cent for the corn dogs. And I said immediately, oh, I'm going through there. Gonna get about four of them off the rip. $2. But I forgot. Me and Roxy going 30 days, no fried foods. And that's when it hurt.
Drink is too. Drink jumped in.
Drake, did you jump in there?
Mm-hmm. I did the other day.
Didn't sound like you.
It ain't nothing to me, really.
Okay.
It ain't?
I bake stuff.
Yeah.
You can still have fries, just bake them. What is about that?
I don't want no baked fries. Baked fries never come out right.
I ain't never really had no good baked fries come out right either.
I don't know why. They just don't.
I don't know why.
I even bought them ones that you're supposed to bake.
Mm.
What's that brand you're supposed to bake in the brown bag?
Yeah.
Hey, every brand get baked around here. Every brand.
But corn dogs, y'all go ahead and scoop them corn dogs up at Sonic too, for 50 cents a pop.
See, that was going to make his cheat day today. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
What can we do?
Sunday is technically next week.
Boom. So this will be my cheat day for this week.
Yes, and then Sunday will be your cheat day.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, for next week.
But then you don't get a cheat day after that.
I don't think I want no cheat day. I want to be disciplined. I'm just going to pass. So they're going to do this special again. This ain't the only time they're going to do this special.
Yeah, next year.
It's 9 minutes after 7. Hey, the devil comes in all forms, y'all. Y'all got to be a. Y'all have to stick
boy,
10 toes down.
Boy, that was the devil
down.
Trying to tempt
it
you.
It was, man.
And he was working through me because I told you to spit.
Yes.
Get off me, devil!
Up next, DJ Lil Vegas here.
Get behind me, Satan!
What a quick
get behind me!
This trip got you in heat.
21 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio, and it is very simple. All you have to do, if you hear some random coughing, that's just my daughter in here. She has some, I don't know, has to take medicine for it. But that's neither here nor there.
Aww.
Yeah, She's got a strange cough. It's just... Anyways, you have to guess this wild...
mm-hmm. Spray that.
Poor baby.
She's not alert. It's not,
brought
it's not
the corona
anything.
Up in here.
Poor sweetie.
Yo.
Look, don't be offended because I'm
surrounded.
Spraying. Don't be offended.
You the one that just came back from the flu. You. That baby been fine with that cough.
Don't talk about what I came back from.
Oh, you came back from with that corona.
No, I did not.
Corona.
You know how it happened?
How?
Somebody sent their kid to school.
Here we go.
Sick, and then my kid got sick.
Here we go. Brought it home to the see.
Oh.
Let me look that symptom up. That's two coughs in within 30 seconds.
Oh, you're going to hear way more than that. It's going to drive you crazy. All the time she don't cough is when she's joking and talking or when she sleep. Other than that.
She want a ginger ale?
Let me look. That might work.
Go back there and get a ginger ale.
That might work. Probably won't go.
Symptom, coughing.
In the corona?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, just let us know what this wild animal is, and we will send you to
maybe
the wild animal.
Maybe she should wait in the
show.
Other room.
Mm-hmm. Don't you quarantine, my baby. You go wait in the other room. What wild animal is this? Drankins, do you know? You were good yesterday. Do you know this one? I'm going to let you hear it one more time.
I was about to shoot one out there to your guests out there.
Don't shoot me a guess because you might be right. So you have to wait until I get into this song.
Oh, okay. Then,
okay. Here we go. One more time
I
for you.
I have a guess as well.
I don't want your guess. One more time for you. Do you know that animal?
A bullet ant.
Why'd you say that? Why are you just be trying to be a troll?
Call up and let us know what that animal is, man, and we will send you to Wildin' Out. Yeah. What is that wild animal? Squad. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here at 7:28. And listen, when we get back, we got your Thoughtspiration, and we'll give you a chance to tell us what animal this is.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my
time. It's 7:35, just 25 minutes away from 8 a.m. And yes, the 3 Live Crew is on your radio with Cleavon.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
What's popping off today?
What's popping?
Yeah. I'm rolling down to Winston later on to the Tray.
Oh, word? Yeah, big game going on tonight, man.
Yeah. That's why I'm headed down there to the Gaines.
Yeah.
Down to the Gaines. Yeah, you know, I used to ball with Gaines.
Did you?
Yeah. Used to drop old Gaines off.
Oh, you used to drop Big House off?
Yeah, I used to drop him off.
What, at the gym, the coach?
Oh, no. I'm talking about on the court.
No.
I'm talking about I used to cross him up straight out of his Chuck Taylors.
No.
Huh?
I don't believe it.
He started, they tied up. By the time we done, loose.
I don't believe it.
You want me to show you the VHS?
No.
Yes.
I gotta sort through some things. The aspirational quote number one.
Just heard somebody at the DMV say, since my license suspended, don't touch my f***ing organ.
And don't touch me.
And walked out mad as hell. I could see something. That dude was mad. That was me yesterday, man.
What you don't know is he walked right outside, got in the car, and drove off.
Yes, got suspended license.
The inspirational quote number two.
Psst. Hey, sis, he ain't broke. You just don't turn him on financially.
See, women don't understand that. Someone don't understand. They see they getting mad. Yeah. Come on, where the bag at?
Yeah.
You just don't move me.
Financially,
baby.
Baby.
Inspirational quote number three.
Somebody ever slid in your inbox and you had to think to yourself, I know I'm not this ugly.
Mm. Once a week.
Oh, once a week to happen
to you, Clay? Once a week for you, Clay?
Yeah, especially the women over there in the cafeteria. Always hit me up.
Want some of that Clay?
Want some of that Clay? Huh? Want some of it? But nah, this VIP.
VIP.
Yeah. Hold on, Rob.
Okay. 102 Jams, 743, man, 17 minutes to 8 o'clock, and everybody's trying to guess this animal. So that they can go to Wildin' Out to see Nick Cannon. Who we got on the phone?
This is Sheena from Greensboro.
Sheena from Greensboro, what is that wild animal you just heard?
Well, it sounded like it was some water within that, so I'm going to say a hippopotamus.
You are 100% correct.
Look at that.
It is a hippopotamus.
Out the gate.
Out the gate, really.
I like it.
That is what's up, Shayna. Congratulations, man.
Yes.
I threw that water clue in there for y'all this morning because I knew you just wouldn't have known just hearing the daggone.
Yeah, I was off.
Absolutely, Shayna.
That helped.
March the 8th or March 11th in Raleigh? March 8th in Charlotte or March 11th in Raleigh? Which show do you want to go to?
The March 8th in Charlotte.
Everybody has picked the March 8th show in Charlotte.
They have?
Everybody, all week long. Well, Shayna, do you know who you're going to take with you to the show?
Probably.
Your sister?
Yes.
All right, man. Well, you and your sister have a great time down there in Charlotte, March the 8th, to see Nick Cannon, Justina Valentine will be there, DC Young Fly, Emmanuel Hudson, Carlos Miller. It's going to be a great show, man. Have a great time down there, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And for the people that are still trying to call up right now and guess that animal, Sheena, let them know you already won the tickets because you know that animal was a what?
A hippopotamus.
I like the way she worked.
In 13 minutes, it'll be 8 a.m. and you're listening to 102 Jams. We're the three live crew, B-Dot, Drankins, and there's Roxy.
Yesterday, I was seeing a whole bunch of pictures of what initially at first glance looked like Beyonce's Ivy Park collaboration with Adidas. But then as I started looking a little more, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not it right there.
Mm.
Turned out it was Popeye's uniforms, y'all.
I'm filling out an application.
For what?
Just to get the uniform, and then I'm going to quit.
Well, that's how you're going to have to get it, because Popeye's, all the uniforms that they had put up for sale, they're all sold out.
Got to, Marty.
Everything is sold out except for one item, and that was when I checked. Let me see. It might be sold out now,
because
that was a few hours ago when I checked.
Is it the hat?
No, it's still for sale. No, the Popeye's uniform short sleeve polo, like the kind of orangish one, that is still for sale for $35. People are really loving this Popeye's uniform line, y'all.
Popeye's is winning.
And
Rob,
a few weeks ago, I told you that the plus size people, they were upset because Beyonce's collaboration with Adidas only went up to an extra large. She didn't have any plus sizes available.
Don't
so
you
they
say
said,
it.
You know what?
Don't you say it.
We're going to go on and rock with Popeye's because Popeye's had plus sizes available.
Hey, yeah, they do. Hey, plus size people, I don't think it's wise y'all be out there with your
All right.
What, bro? I'm going to say what somebody in America thinking.
What?
I will. Yes, I will. Look now.
What do you think you're saying?
Somebody plus size. All right. Walk around with the Popeye's chicken shirt on.
What's up? It looks just like the Ivy Park. It's Ivy Popeye's.
All right.
I'm with that.
I like the Ivy Popeye's. I also like Popeye's Park. There were so many cute creative names for the line,
I'm
man.
I'm with it.
When the Ivy Popeye's jokes pop off.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, the joke's gonna pop off regardless. Popeye's is definitely smart, though.
They are, man.
Yeah.
Like they are two for two with this chicken sandwich and this Popeye's part.
Because they kicked off the beef with Chick-fil-A.
They did.
To get their chicken sandwich popping off.
They did.
Now they double back. Marketing
beef
team
with Beyonce.
Marketing team is off the chain.
Yes.
Whoever saw that and be like, yo, them look like our colors. We should womp the womp. And then somebody with them be like, yeah, we should do that. Let's do it. Like, the chain of command that they had to go through to sign off on it and then to follow through, like, hats off to Popeye's.
Yeah.
Somebody on the team following social media heavy, they like, you know what? We going to follow the trends.
Yes.
That's what we going to do.
Yes.
Huh?
Why not? Gosh, I want to get a job at Popeye's.
Speaking of Ivy Park and Adidas, do y'all see Kim K? She got her box?
Yeah. Talked about that yesterday a little bit, Big Rock.
Okay.
Did you see she got her box?
I did.
Beehive, did y'all see that?
She got it last.
Here
she did
go.
Get it last.
Here she go.
She did. And she going to pop a bag. Pull up to the spot.
Seven minutes to 8 o'clock. Here's a little Wale and Bryson Tiller for you. Halftime Shoot the Win goes down tonight at Winston-Salem State University. Rams versus Golden Bulls with a PS4 on the line. Good morning.
Presented by North American Entertainment Group.
January's here.
Yeah, it is. And supposed to be some flurries this morning, but they got ghosts on us, and I'm upset about it.
102 Jams.
11 minutes after 8 o'clock, halftime Shoot to Win at Winston-Salem State University tonight. Rams versus Golden Bulls. Drankins will be there with the PS4 on the line for your halftime Shoot to Win.
Details are very scarce right now, but we do know that Offset was detained by cops in L.A. last night. It all started when cops received reports of a man walking around a parking deck in a shopping center. He's walking around a parking deck with a gun. Cops respond to those calls, and for some reason, Offset and his crew was detained, and officers say they are questioning Offset and his crew, three other people they have, about what was going on with the guy walking around with the gun. That's all we know right now. There is video of the arrest going down. You can see Offset, he looks to be like he's very agitated because he's asking the officer, why am I being put in handcuffs? What are you taking me away for? And the officer, gets a little rough with Offset, pushes him up against the wall. He's not really explaining to Offset, despite Offset's questions, why he's being detained. But we do know that it was a result of the incident with a man walking around the parking deck with the gun.
This was in Atlanta, you said?
This was in L.A.
In L.A., you said?
Yes. So initially, Offset and the three others, they were just being questioned at a security office on the premises, but they were later moved to the actual police station. Police did say that they found two guns, but they're not giving anybody any more information as to what is going on with the investigation.
Very strange.
Yes. My initial question was, okay, y'all went out there in response to the calls, but why Offset and the people he was with?
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird right now because, you know, all the details are very, very scarce. But, of course, as more information comes out, I will make it available to you.
Oh, it's going
to
come out now.
Yeah, don't have me all in here like that. Take me to jail, let me go home. What are we going to do? Let me call my lawyer.
Gosh, boy, I feel good to be able to say that. I remember a time when I couldn't say that, right? I just said, y'all give me a bailsman, bondsman, somebody.
And now please. You got a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, oh,
ain't nobody jumps. Let's go.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're here just in time for the Three Live Crew's favorite game, which is...
Birthday Trivia!
Yep.
I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Drank, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dot, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
First up, this guy, he's a former vice president. Mm-hmm. Was the vice president under George
Drankins.
W. Drank.
Good luck, my bro.
Under George Bush, right?
Mm-hmm.
George W. Bush.
You don't have to repeat that.
McCain, John McCain.
That is incorrect. Dot, he accidentally shot a man while hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And Dot.
This is wrong. God, this is wrong. Gosh, Dan Quayle. That's wrong. God dang it. What is his name? I just had to say something.
That is incorrect.
I know that's incorrect.
All right, so we will give that one to the listener.
God, what is his name?
If you, no one say it, or you will lose a point. It now belongs to the listeners.
You ain't got to worry about me.
Okay.
Because I don't know it. No,
I do know it, and it's angering me so much.
680-1021. If you know who that person is, please call up. You will be able to get the point to Dot or Drake.
I think that's why I said Dan Quayle.
This guy, up next, this guy, he's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Day and Night.
Drankins.
Drank.
Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Kid Cudi?
Kid Cudi, 27.
That is incorrect. Drank, how old is Kid Cudi?
28.
That is incorrect as well. 36.
Wow.
36. Yes.
Really?
This guy. Okay, so our score is currently 1-0. Next up, this guy. He's a former NBA player, now NBA analyst. One of the Fab Five. Dot.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose is correct. Drake, to steal a point, how old is Jalen Rose?
44.
That is incorrect. Dot.
Oh, sorry.
How old is Jalen Rose?
Jalen Rose is 45.
That is incorrect as well. 47. Dang. 47 Whoa. Years old today. We are currently tied at one apiece. We have given our first birthday over to the listeners. Just a reminder, this guy, he's a former vice president, was the vice president under George W. He accidentally shot a man while hunting, if you know who that is. 680-1021. 336 is the area code.
Weezy, I
.102 Jams, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock on .102 Jams. And how can we help you this morning, ma'am?
Calling to see if you had an answer for the birthday trivia.
Oh, maybe you can give us the answer. Whose birthday is it?
Dick Cheney.
Yes, you are a smart woman.
Dick Cheney is correct. Now, very important decision you have to make right now. Would you like to give your point to Dot or Drank?
You want to give it to me.
B-Dot.
Thank you very much, my lady.
Dot got the point. Drake, don't go off the reservation. You can still tie it.
Don't bring him off the ledge. Don't talk him off the ledge. Let him shoot his shenanigans.
If you could tell me, how old is Dick Cheney?
What's your name, ma'am?
It's Keisha.
Well, thank you very much, Keisha, for giving us that point.
Hold on, let Keisha stay on. Let Keisha stay on for a second.
Okay.
Keisha, hang on for a second, okay?
Okay.
Dick Cheney is 76.
That is incorrect.
Keisha, you had to give me the point. I would have won. Had to worry about nothing. Hope you run out of gas.
Dot, would you like to run up the score?
Dick Cheney is 82.
That is incorrect as well.
79.
And with the score,
and with the score, 2-1.
Dot, you
are victorious. Who gives a damn?
In birthday treats.
.102 Jams has your Thoughtspiration up next, and DJ Lil Vegas will be here in 31 minutes.
Tuesday.
Question, what?
It's 8:42, man. 18 minutes away from 9 a.m. Sorry about that, Clee.
God bless the children.
Thank you, Clay.
Yeah.
And the parents that take.
And the parents broke. You just don't turn him on financially.
Oh, man. It's all going bad.
It's all going to hell right now, Clay.
It's all going bad.
Hold on. Let me.
Cough.
Wait a second.
Cough.
Wait a second.
Really? And you go throw cough.
First of all, I'm in here. And it's Mad Jeremy. Huh? And there's a little youngin' over here.
I'll spray for you.
I mean, a little youngin' over here. I mean, over there barking.
She got a dry cough, bruh.
A dry one?
Yeah. Her respiratory system is like, you know, see?
Yeah, God bless the children and the parents that take care of their kids. Don't drag them into work sick.
Mm.
Make them sit down and just be all. And then watching Paw Patrol talking to us.
Inspirational quote.
Number one.
Black parents say some suspect stuff to their kids when they mad. Child, can I go outside and play? Parent, I'ma go play in that ass if that room not clean.
I'm so glad they didn't play in it, literally.
Inspirational quote number two.
Somebody ever slid in your inbox and you had to think to yourself, I know I'm not this ugly.
Why do you laugh at that?
Because it's happened. I'm willing to bet it's happened to Roxy within the past few weeks or so. Some poor ugly soul
Don't she, nobody be in her DMs.
And she had to look at herself, huh?
No, they know she off limits. I'm like, yeah, they don't. DMs.
Not like that.
Not like
that.
Not like that. Yeah. See, it's water wet.
People just come in and talk to me, but no. I don't know holler stuff.
Oh, just to come in and talking is the shot. The inspirational quote.
Good point.
Number three.
Yeah. Just heard somebody at the DMV say, since my license suspended, don't touch my f***ing organ.
Uh-huh. And that's real.
Don't.
Man.
Matter of fact, I'm going to get my license in another state.
You still can give your organs up.
I'm not checking that box.
16 minutes and it'll be 9 o'clock. Hey, do that dance, though.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city.
Can somebody tell me where the hell Indian Trail, North Carolina is?
I can't.
I need to know. It's very important. It's life or death.
It's not too far from Charlotte.
So right? It's in between the Triad and Charlotte.
No.
No,
it's on the other side of Charlotte.
It's gotta be on the other side. Yeah, because I ain't never seen it.
Yeah, it's not in between here and there.
So I gotta go all the way past Charlotte just to get to Indian Trail?
I don't know. You would die if it was up to me.
It may not be. Don't quote me on that.
You want me to go? You want me to MapQuest it?
MapQuest
it. Yeah, it is kind of by Charlotte. Yeah, it is kind of by Matthew, Charlotte. Yeah.
Because breaking news.
Yeah.
White Castles is opening up a White Castle restaurant in Indian Trail, North Carolina. But I needed to know where Indian Trail was.
It's not that far.
If I got to drive all the way through Charlotte, it is, bro.
No, you have to drive all the way through Charlotte. No, you have to drive all the way through Charlotte.
I don't.
No.
It's not on the other side.
It's not on the other side. Like
okay.
Gas house and all that.
Yeah. We in here, Bill Rock.
It's like more your Matthews, kind of not too far. Matthews.
What?
What's the problem? Why your nose all turned up? Why you drop your little phone?
It's not turned up. I'm just like, okay.
White Castle is coming
y'all
to North Carolina.
Y'all just really get so excited over the dumbest things. This is like the whole Old Bay hot sauce thing yesterday. Like,
why is everybody flipping on Texas Pete like they ain't with? I was tripping off that too. Like, no.
Like, okay. So
Texas
what?
Everywhere
you go, they don't have Texas Pete. Understand that. They don't have Texas Pete.
That's so? The truth.
I bet you this Old Bay is going to be.
What make you think Old Bay going to be everywhere?
Oh, it's going to be national. You know it is.
Old Bay the seasoning is national.
You know it is.
Texas
you know
Pete
it
is.
Is. Texas Pete is regional. And now White Castle is no longer regional because it's coming to North Carolina, baby. Why don't he do it?
Them ones they put in the freezer don't do it no justice, though.
I mean,
I didn't
it's
get
a
those
freezer.
No,
it's not the same.
But they need to stop that.
You got to go to the restaurant and actually get a cheeseburger or a chicken sandwich.
Road trip
to Indian Trail. Bill
What's
Rock.
Up, Rock?
It's coming fall of this year.
I'm doing something.
The whole fall?
Yeah, I got plans all fall.
Well, I hope you fall down on your face, stupid.
Nothing new under the sun. Nobody f***ing with sun.
In our tires.com. January's here.
Hey, boneless chicken wings ain't a damn thing but chicken nuggets.
102.
All right.
That's
all it is, Ross. It's 9-11. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know that's my favorite time of the day, baby. Three live crews on your radio. Drankins has given Vegas a big old hug to kick off the mix.
Yes.
Right now, he is on his IG Live talking to the people. Roxy is still rubbing in lotion, and Vegas is still mixing like a fool.
Usurin. My goodness.
Halftime Shoot the Win goes down tonight. I was about to say Grimsley.
You was, wasn't you?
Just thinking about my alma maters, I guess. Winston-Salem State University in action versus Johnson C. Smith University.
Horns up.
You hear Drankins and his disrespect.
I think my son coming to the game, too, so I'm going to find the JCSU section.
What's up? Both of y'all leave with stupid looks on your faces. It's going to be a big dub in the game tonight with the WSSU Rams getting victory.
Mm-hmm.
Per the usual.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Vegas.
I see you, baby. Maybe we can be on tonight.
102 Jams, three live crew here, 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. I say, Roxy, you see they going in on Pastor Troy? That baby said, all I keep saying is Pastor Troy and mozzarella cheese sticks.
What does it mean? What does it all mean?
Well, he just had some homophobic comments about Lil Nas X.
Mm-hmm.
And he referred to just being at Applebee's and seeing two guys eating mozzarella cheese sticks and laughing, and he thought that was something wrong with that. He didn't like it, so he made comments about it. So he's just getting drugged this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Did you know the House of Representatives is also called the...
9:36, y'all, 24 minutes away from 10 a.m., 3 Live Crew right
here. I got
here.
A song in my heart. Ooh, yeah. Got a song, yeah, in my heart.
Yeah, beating for you.
Huh?
I think that little girl of yours trying me over there. Every time Clee get to talking, boy, I clear that cough get dry. And I mean, it get dry on me.
Well, I feel the same way, Clee, so there's that.
Huh?
That baby had two holes, some water, some mess. I don't know what else to do with it.
You have to let it run its course.
You tried chopping her in the throat?
Nah, that's next, though.
That's worked for a minute thing.
Oh, God.
The inspirational quote number one.
About it, though.
Somebody ever slid in your inbox and you had to think to yourself, I know I'm not this ugly.
Damn. Damn. Hey, reality set in on it. Reality set in on it.
Uh-huh. The inspirational quote number two.
Black parents say some suspect stuff to their kids when they mad. Child, can I go outside and play? Parent, I'ma go play in that ass if that room not clean.
All right. All right.
The inspirational quote number three.
Just heard somebody at the DMV say, since my license suspended, don't touch my f***ing organs.
Huh?
Okay, what?
Huh?
Yeah. That person ain't say nothing.
Yeah, she did. What you messing with it for? Everything's suspended.
Everything
on that paper.
Including my consent.
Everything.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause I might got it out.
20 minutes and it'll be 10 a.m. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew right here on 102 Jams. Good morning.
Matt Gutman has officially been suspended by ABC News. Who is Matt, you ask?
Yeah.
He is the reporter who falsely and irresponsibly reported that Kobe Bryant was on the helicopter with all four of his daughters when it went down.
Why did he jump out there?
I have no clue. Like, I really wish I could sit down with Matt and just say, Matt, what information had you received?
Yeah.
What made you think that?
Yeah.
Did somebody tell you that?
Yeah.
Because I have no clue why he jumped out there. And he is really an accomplished correspondent. Like, he's done a lot of pieces that have won him awards. So it was just very surprising to a lot of people that he reported false information like that. ABC, they released a statement. They said, reporting the facts accurately is a cornerstone of our journalism. As he acknowledged on Sunday, Matt Gutman's initial reporting was not accurate and failed to meet our editorial standards. Later on, like, he was broadcasting when the news came out. So, you know, there was just a lot going on for reporters that day.
Everybody wanted to be first with something.
Everybody wanted to be first with something. And, you know, he jumped way out there. Dying.
Because when I saw that story, like, you talk about somebody that just legit was paralyzed. Like, no way. And then I remember talking to you on Monday and you were like, you immediately thought, even the infant?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just didn't seem...
Something wasn't...
And no Vanessa? Like, him and all the girls?
Something
like, no
wasn't
Vanessa?
Adding up. Yeah. Something wasn't adding up for me there. But he has been suspended. He did... You know, he apologized, of course, that day.
Yeah.
He followed up with some apologies as well.
Dang.
But for ABC, that just wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough.
He has been suspended.
Okay, not fired, though.
Not fired.
Okay. Suspended ain't bad. Just give you a little time to think about it.
They didn't tell you how long he's been suspended, did it?
No.
Yeah. Be back next week.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Roxy don't like it.
You think he should have been fired, Rock?
I don't think he should have been fired.
But longer than a week?
I don't know. I don't know what's accurate. I have to think about it.
17 minutes to 10.
A couple days before I started to the same day, I flew back to the city from my
102 Jams, okay. Three Live Crew on your radio, and 1/3 of the Three Live Crew will be at the game tonight. WSSU versus Johnson C. Smith University. And it's the only member of the Three Live Crew that's not a Ram.
Horns up.
So strange. We got a swarm game tonight, or you know I would have been there. But it is Jersey Night, Drankins. If you have a jersey you would like to wear, you can wear that tonight for Jersey Night. And you're going to be able to meet some of the spring sports for Meet the Rams tonight at the game. Have fun and win that PS4. Half court shoot to win. All I want tonight,
just get high. Hey, he say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
Yeah, and it cuffs my unmentionables.
No.
It cuffs my unmentionables.
Yeah, I know you're playing now.
And my shirt don't come up in the back.
No, you gotta
be
playing.
I am so sick of this.
What?
So we can't have nothing now?
Yeah, y'all can have that, Rock. Right. Y'all can have that.
What's the problem? Why can't I rock one of those?
A onesie for men?
No.
I don't like when my shirt come out in the back.
Well, tuck. Ooh.
I've done that. And then you bend over one time and your shirt come up and you're dressed.
Bro, buy a longer shirt.
Bro, you ever sat in the car and your seat be hot and you sitting high and hit that
listen
hot?
To me. Listen to me. You done snapped one of them onesies off a female before. That's how you going to feel, snapping it in between your legs like that, snapping them buttons.
Imagine yourself snapping
You done been getting busy and unsnapped her. Now, how you going to feel unsnapping your ones?
I don't like
to take it off? To use the bathroom, I just got to pull it to the side.
What? I mean, what? I say, now what? You going to pull it to the side?
That might work for men, though,
Joe. It will, Rob.
That won't work for us.
No, it won't work for y'all.
But it actually works for y'all.
It works for us.
Roxy, when you try to put back in there, the little drip going to get on the outside of the onesie.
Ew, all it right, is.
Watch your drip.
That happened on drawers anyway all the time.
Yeah, that's going to be on your drawers and on your little onesie.
I'm not even wearing no drawers.
Oh, that's even worse.
Now, I'm going to say what?
What I got to wear drawers for when I got the onesie on?
So this is the
thing. I got...
First rompers, now onesies. Will y'all just stop?
I wasn't ever with the romper.
Will y'all just stop?
The onesie makes sense, though.
I'm about to do some push-ups. So none of this.
Watch yourself.
So
you be out here getting past Detroit this morning. Watch yourself.
Well, I ain't wearing no damn... What?
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy...
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. I'm not really understanding why I'm being judged so heavily here for my decision to possibly be interested in wearing the onesie.
Number one, Ithaca draws out the door. You got to go back to tidy whities or those cut briefs.
You don't wear any draws with the onesie.
What
are you talking about? Women don't do that. They put underwear under their onesies.
Do y'all?
I don't.
See?
Wait a minute.
Good morning.
They gonna wear their onesie for their man.
That's dot.
If you wear that onesie,
you're
gay.
No, that does not mean that.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
All the hottest jams you heard on 102 is brought to you by
Three Live Crew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.